Het gebrek aan geld en budget verdraagt bij heel wat bedrijven de innovatie en dat zorgt uiteraard voor de nodige risico's en gevaren. Ik heb Tony Bulkaan aan de telefoon. Hij is Innovation Performance Director bij Aiming Benelux. En voor zijn gemak doen we dit gesprek in het Engels. So, Mr. Bulkaan, at this moment, quite some companies are getting behind on the speed, the normal speed of innovation, due to the fact of lack of fundings, lack of money. What is the danger behind this?
Well, the danger is that the companies always focus, you know, keep focusing on the short term and don't invest in the long run. So they will miss the opportunity to build a sustainable and strong competitive advantage, with the risk of actually falling behind their competitors and falling behind in the market.
And is this trend something that we see in every country? Is this something globally, or are our companies are getting behind on other regions, other parts of the world?
Well, not necessarily. I think that it's a problem that all companies around the world face, because there is a focus and there are expectations from investors in particular around short-term results. So it's a dilemma and it's a challenge that all companies face. I don't think it's specific to Belgium or to Europe. Mm-hmm. But it's specific to the performance of companies. And you have in the market indeed some performers that lead the pack and that have that ability to be, as I call, ambidextrous. So they have both the ability to invest short-term and to invest long-term.
We have, of course, seen some difficult times. I'm just thinking of the COVID period. Then we had the energy crisis. Then again, the war in Ukraine. I mean, it's challenging for companies. How can you, as a company, still try to keep on focus on innovation? How can you try to innovate with the fact that, well, you have to be more careful, you have not the budget that you had before?
Exactly. It's very difficult. And the crises are more frequent and more intense. And they are, as you said, economic, social, sanitary, environmental. So it's very difficult. There are solutions out there to try and increase your innovation funding. So a lot of companies are increasingly looking for external sources of funding. You have sources of public funding that you can tap into. You can have R&D tax credits. You can have grants at a regional, national, or international level. And companies are increasingly looking into external funding sources to indeed manage to keep their innovation budgets afloat and not to have to cut too much of their investments in innovation.
And is there some light on the end of the tunnel? I mean, at this point, we have survived the COVID crisis. We've survived the energy crisis. Of course, the war in Ukraine is still there. But I mean, is there for a long time? Do we see a positive trend now? Are things getting better or is it just going downhill?
What we've seen and what we've heard from companies is that there is a strong rebound in terms of innovation projects. So projects have been opened up again, budgets have been reopened as well. So I think that to some extent, the energy crisis, which was very intense, is, as you said, sort of behind us, or at least companies have learned to manage that and to seek for some improvements in terms of energy efficiency, etc. So we see in the survey a rebound and project lines being open again, mm-hmm. although it remains, of course, very tense and very difficult for companies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thanks for your insights, Tony Bulkaan, Innovation Performance Director with Aiming Benelux.